Have you ever felt so overwhelmed by life that words escape you and all you can do is cry? I'm here to assure you that every tear you shed speaks volumes to the God who created you. Did you finally realize your dream of having a family only to have your happily ever after turn into a nightmare? Are you constantly second-guessing your parenting, anxious about whether your child will make good choices and remain faithful? Have you neglected yourself to the point that it's taken a personal toll on you? Hi neighbor, welcome to Anchors of Encouragement. I'm Tim Maudlin, husband, adoptive parent, disciple of Christ, and ambassador of encouragement. I too felt the joy of having a family of my own, and I wish we could be like other families. But I found myself up late at night, anxious about my child's future and asking myself, why is this happening? Am I a failure as a parent? It was only by grabbing a lifeline from God and my friends that I was able to navigate the challenges of adoptive life. And now I can't wait to share everything I've learned with you. My mission is to be your friend and encourager, to throw adoptive parents a lifeline and offer biblical encouragement as you partner with Christ, providing stability as your anchor when you need it the most. If you're ready for real and raw talk, with strategies and insights that lead to peace beyond comprehension, so you not only survive but thrive in life's storms, this podcast is for you. Hope and healing are on the way. Hi neighbor, before I get into today's topic, I want to invite you to be a part of our amazing community. It's on Facebook at Anchors of Encouragement. I'll put a link for it in the show notes. Recently, I saw a graphic that caught my attention. It was a piece of paper, and at the top of the paper was the beginning of a prayer with the words, "Dear Lord." Below those words were wet spots, tears on the page. At the bottom was a single word, "Amen." Have you ever felt so overwhelmed by life that words escape you? And all you can do is cry? I'm here to assure you that every tear you shed speaks volumes to the God who created you. If you can, I want to encourage you to pause me now and grab a sheet of paper. On your paper, write the word tears vertically. Next to these letters which spell out the word tears, I'm going to give you some words and phrases to write down. We won't be considering these letters in the order that the word is spelled. We're going to begin with the letter E. Next to the letter E, write down the word emotion and then ask yourself this question. What emotion is causing me overwhelm and tears? Maybe you're afraid, you're angry, or anxious. Whatever that emotion is, write it down next to the letter E. Next to the letter S, write down the word silent. And then write down this quote from Voltaire. Tears are the silent language of grief. Before I have you write down anything else, I want to share a passage with you from the book of Psalms. Psalm 56 and verse 8. There David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, said, "You keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book." Next to the letter T, write this phrase, "God keeps track of all my sorrows." Next to the letter A, write this, "God collects all my tears in a bottle." And then next to the letter R, write down this phrase, "God records all my tears in his book." Let's get to your daily doable and add a few more ideas to this episode. When grief is overwhelming, and the only way you can communicate is through your tears, I want to encourage you to do what I do. Copy Psalm 56 and verse 8 down. Let me read that for you again. "You keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book." Whenever you're overwhelmed by life and words escape you, remember these three profound truths. God keeps track of all your sorrows. God collects all your tears in a bottle. And God records your tears in his book. That's all for this episode. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Until next time, this is Tim, encouraging you to do what you can now. If this podcast has given you the courage and confidence to face storms in your life, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts. Tell a friend about the show. Take a screenshot of this episode and share it in your Instagram stories and tag me at Tim Maudlin. You can also connect with me in my Facebook group, Anchors of Encouragement. So until next time, this is Tim encouraging you to do what you can now.